It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Officials say five cases of the Omicron variant have now been found in New York State. One is a 67-year-old woman in Suffolk County with some vaccination history, though it's unclear if she was fully inoculated or boosted. Two were found in people in Queens, one in a person in Brooklyn, and the other case is somewhere in an unreported location in the city. Their vaccine statuses and current symptoms were not provided. While a lot is still unknown about the variant, and here to tell us what do we do know is Dr. Celine Gounder. She's an infectious disease specialist at NYU and Bellevue Hospital. Dr. Gounder, thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So all the experts said this was coming, and while I'm sure some of us are having flashbacks to the anxiety we felt back in March of 2020, both Governor Hochul and Mayor de Blasio say not to panic and that we're in a much different place than we were back then. No doubt we are. I ask you this, how and to what degree?
Well, we are in a very different place now because we understand how the virus is transmitted and we understand how to prevent transmission of the virus and protect ourselves. We know that we don't need to resort to lockdowns. We know what works. So the virus is an airborne virus. It is transmitted through the air, which means that things like masking, ventilation, air filtration, so those HEPA air filtration units you can buy and put in the home, all of those things work. We also now have rapid tests that are becoming increasingly available, and the Biden administration announced yesterday that the purchase of rapid tests for use in the home will be reimbursable by insurance. They will be distributing rapid antigen tests through community health centers and food banks for people who are not insured. And then, of course, vaccination and boosting will protect you. We didn't have all of those tools in March of 2020. We have all of those tools now, and we should be using them to their fullest.
The governor, the mayor, and health officials are all emphasizing the importance of getting vaccinated. That message is clear, particularly with the arrival of Omicron. But doctors and researchers are also saying that one of the most concerning things about this variant is its potential ability to evade antibodies. How confident are you that our current vaccines will protect us?
Well, this is a real concern, and I'll be honest, you know, I was not convinced about the data on boosters prior to the emergence of Omicron. The data was very strong for the elderly, for people who are immunocompromised, people living in nursing homes, but I think the emergence of Omicron really changes that calculation. What we're seeing is that if you do give an extra boost of vaccine, what we saw with a prior immune-evading variant, the Beta variant, you could overcome that resistance to the vaccine, that immune evasion. And so that's why, I am now advocating and many of us are advocating that not only you should be fully vaccinated, but also get that additional dose of vaccine. It'll help overcome any issues specific to the Omicron variant.
What about people who are unvaccinated but have previously recovered from an infection? Would their so-called natural immunity be enough to fight Omicron?
Yeah, the answer to that is no. And in fact, one of the reasons WHO declared Omicron a variant of concern is because people in South Africa who had previously been infected, and just to give you some context, in Johannesburg, between 60 and 80% of people there have been infected. Despite those very high infection rates, they saw people getting reinfected with Omicron. So please do not count on so-called natural immunity to protect you from Omicron. You really do need to get vaccinated here.
Doctor, many of us were getting adjusted to at least a partial return to public life. The city's vaccine passport requirement required at least one vaccine dose to eat in a restaurant, drink at a bar, see a performance, or go to a museum. Are those activities now riskier?
I think they certainly are. I have been advocating with the health commissioner that we should tighten up the requirements for dieting in a restaurant, for going to bars, gyms, to require the full two doses of vaccination in the case of mRNA vaccines. I think things like if you have stopped doing this, go back to wearing a mask when you're out in public. Indoors, that is really one of the most important things you could be doing right now in addition to getting vaccinated and boosted.
Do you think boosters will eventually be required for these activities as well?
whether boosters will be mandated or count towards full vaccination, that requirement is really unclear right now. I think there's a lot we're still trying to sort out. I think that will depend on how the pandemic evolves and how what we discover with the science. It may be that we still require two doses, but that the timing is slightly different. So that's a longer term, area of scientific research.
Doctor, we know that the Delta variant and infections have been rising across the state, and there have been some concern about hospital capacity. How concerned are you about hospital capacity right now, given Omicron?
I am concerned. I am more concerned about Delta, frankly. We were going into a surge as we were going into the Thanksgiving holiday. We were heading into a surge, and that has not changed. Most of the transmission in this country is still related to Delta, and Delta is still a highly infectious form of SARS-CoV-2, of COVID. Unfortunately, at the same time that we're heading into this surge, we're also heading into our winter holidays. People are kind of fed up with all of the things we've been asking them to do, and unfortunately have become complacent about all of those things, the mask wearing, the socializing outdoors, the opening doors and windows, the HEPA air filtration units, the rapid testing, all of that just, I know to a lot of people sounds exhausting, but unfortunately the timing is the worst possible timing for that, because we are seeing an increase in cases and we are seeing an increase in hospitalizations.
Dr. Celine Gowder is an infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist at NYU and Bellevue Hospital. She also hosts the podcast Epidemic and American Diagnosis. Dr. Gowder, thank you so much for your input and lending us your expertise this morning.
My pleasure.